and she ordered the big chunky guacamole.
Oh, okay.
Which she loves, and I love too. But we had so much, she took it to go, and she was going to have it for lunch today at school, but she forgot it.
Oh.
So if I can get out of here in time for her lunch, I can take it to her.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to try to eat it before she got home.
Me too.
Okay. That might be a better idea. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Brace yourself. It's Monday. It's time for the Woody and Jim Joke Off. Every time we do, we always get comments like, those jokes are so terrible. Yes. Yes, we know.
That's the point. They're so bad that we try not to laugh, yes. But eventually we do.
Yeah. First person to laugh loses. It's the Woody and Jim Joke Off.
Woody, do you know why there are no vampires in Africa? Because holy water kills vampires. And they bless the rains down in Africa.
Toto loves that joke.
Somebody has to.
Jim, necessity is the mother of invention. My family has some really weird first names. Would have been funnier if I had messed it up.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's almost October, Woody, which means all the cobwebs and dust in my house soon become Halloween decorations.
Jim, I made 6 figures last year.
Yeah?
Sadly, that means I got fired from the toy factory. Action figures.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I asked my mom if she could pick me up because I didn't like the sleepover. And she said, no, you're 47 and you have a wife and kids and that's who they are.
Jim, when a mime dies, do all the other mimes gather for a moment of talking?
Woody, there's an Instagram challenge to make up a sentence using the words defense, defeat, and detail. When a horse jumps over defense, defeat go first, then detail.
Jim, you know, a fire hydrant has H2O on the inside and K9P on the outside.
That it does.
It does.
Someone tried to sell me a coffin today. I said, that's the last thing I need.
Jim, a truck carrying Worcestershire sauce has crashed. What's the situation? Hard to say.
That's true.
It's hard to pronounce.
I took up a hobby, gardening.
Yes.
You know, so I could have, like, you know, yard-to-table food.
Mm.
After 3 months, 42 trips to Home Depot, 38 blisters, and 2 trips to the chiropractor, I ate my $732 salad.
Excellent. Here's another food one. You know, Jim, when I buy a pack of ribs, I only eat ribs 2, 3, 5, 7, and 11. I like prime ribs.
Oh.
It's a nerd joke for mathematicians.
Last night, my kids kissed me on the forehead and said, rest in peace, Dad.
Oh, no.
I've been awake ever since.
Jim, I don't know if you know this or not, but a male bee dies right after it has sex.
Really?
That's how they came up with the name for Honey Nut Cheerio.
Oh, God, that's so stupid.
I got you with the old bee orgasm joke. A classic.
Who all could right. resist?
We are going to do another round of the Woody and Jim Joke Off just after 8 o'clock.
Hey, feeling good.
This is a really heartwarming story. So a pair of siblings, Susan and Jeffrey, they just graduated from high school, but Jeffrey has been confined to a wheelchair his whole life. He had a heart attack when he was a baby. And,
oh, wow.
And so he's been in a wheelchair, but she didn't want him to miss out on things. So she has been pushing him in the wheelchair during her cross-country meets.
Wow.
All 4 years.
Wow.
And then she was able to push him across the stage for graduation. Just like a really sweet moment.
We were trying to figure out a sport or after school activity he could participate in with me. He loves running. Hearing everyone screaming and cheering, it gives me a very big adrenaline rush. Mentally, I just push away the pain and focus on him enjoying it.
Wow.
Wow. With a sweet
That's
sister.
So cool.
That's tremendous.
It really
she's,
is.
She's competing now in college, and their dad is now pushing him in marathons and stuff. So it's continuing on. Yeah, really cool.
What an awesome family.
Amazing family. No kidding.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Dagwood joins us in the studio. You hear in the afternoon here on Totally Hits. And you were hoping to have your ears bleed last night, but you were disappointed.
And instead, it's bleeding listening to you guys. So.
We're glad to fill it if we can.
But you didn't have to pay anything.
You were at the First Bank Amphitheater last night. But there was going to be a big show.
I'm still drying out from the rain. And we went to see Alice Cooper and Judas Priest. And hadn't rained all month.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, right before the show, it just gets black. And that was it.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
They sent everybody out?
The opening act came out.
Well, the first band was named Corrosion of Conformity. And I was excited to see them. Literally played for 30 seconds.
Oh, my God. 30
seconds.
Not kidding. The bass player and the drummer came out, and they did the intro.
Oh, no.
The lead singer came out, and I'm like, here we go, you know?
And it's happening now.
30 seconds, he goes, they're telling us to leave the stage due to weather.
Oh.
Sorry. And they walked off stage. Oh. And then some guy came, and then, you know, it's not a sin's fault, but some guy came out, and he was like, everybody has to go to their cars. And
this is down Franklin.
Franklin, First Bank Amphitheater.
Which, so you had to go out to a big mud field.
Big mud pit. And, you know, if you've been to you guys been to a First Bank?
I haven't.
Okay.
No.
It's a haul to get back there.
Yeah.
To park, and then you have to walk all the way back.
They made it better when they actually added a new ramp off of 65. It used to be, you had to go through neighborhoods.
Right.
On a two-lane road.
But now you had to go back to your car, and everybody just sat there. And then at 9 o'clock, they were like, all right, see you guys. That's it.
So you still sat in your car for some time before they told you.
Yes. Wow. But, you know, metalheads and alcohol, they were having a party.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Of course. As far as they know, the concert went on.
Who cares about the concert? This tailgate is awesome.
So, but then, you know, then you had to sit in the traffic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I got up at 3:45 this morning, and here I am.
So I
got to see 30 seconds.
So are you getting your money back, or are they postponing it, or what's
going
on?
Well, they're postponing it.
Okay.
So who knows? They could redo it tomorrow or a month or next year or who knows. So, but anyway, at least I got to see 30 seconds of Corrosion of Conformity. So that was worth the drive in.
You saw them. You didn't get to hear much, but you saw them.
Very cool.
Yes. There they are.
Check out Dagwood this afternoon, every afternoon on Totally Hits.
Thanks, guys.
9-3. Monday, everybody comes into work today. Say, hey, did you watch the Titans game yesterday? And everybody goes, yeah.
Not all of it. Nobody saw
it. It was a great nap game.
Nobody stuck around for the whole game.
We were napping watching. The Titans were napping playing.
The boos were raining down on the team and the coach.
Especially this coach,
And it was a home game.
You expect to be booed while you're on the road.
Right.
But your own fans boo you. That's not good.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it's a good thing it's raining today because, you know, that'll put out some of the torches from the people who are standing outside of Brian Callahan's house.
Yeah, with torches and pitchforks.
Right? Oh, man. It was pretty bad.
It was.
The only good part is Cam Ward is actually doing pretty well.
Yeah, he shows a lot of promise. I think he'll be very good. They just need, you know, 10 other people with him.
They keep bringing people in at the end of their career.
Yeah.
It's like a place for wide receivers to play their last year or two.
Right.
Before they ride into the pasture.
Yeah.
It's
our swan song game.
Yeah.
So bad because they'll do something good. Like, you're like, okay, wow, you did something good for once. And then somebody will make a penalty and...
Mm-hmm.
Then it's negated. Like the whole thing is like every time they shoot themselves in the foot whenever they do something decent.
It's
a lot of yellow flags.
I don't know. It's hard. It's like you can't fire the whole team. So people are saying fire the coach.
Yeah,
that does seem to be the one that have to fall on their sword.
Yes,
but
he's making a lot of decisions that are not good.
No,
kind of amateurish. Yeah. There was a really damning statement. One of the wide receivers for Indianapolis after the game, pretty much they knew they were going to win right from looking across the field at the beginning of the game.
Oh. I mean, I kind of seen it on the pregame intros. They kind of looked a little sluggish. They're kind of walking around. Nobody was really bouncing. And right then and there, like, we all sat there and we're like, they don't want to play today. And
wow,
oh, they could
bad.
Tell by their whole body language.
They were already
didn't
defeated.
Want to be there. Oh, they'd already lost the game
Whoa.
Before it began.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Something
that
has
bad.
To happen. I don't know what it is.
There needs to be a spark in the locker room or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like there is that leader on that team.
Right?
No.
Like Cam Ward, he's new. He's like, of course, he's the quarterback, but like, and he's showing great leadership and poise.
Yeah,
right.
He will be good eventually.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like a vocal leader. Like, kind of like right. a Marcus Mariota was, you know, very quiet, but he's not. And he's a leader, right. you know, by acts
he,
and
he
stuff.
He may get but, there, but he's yes, not there now.
Right. Mm.
So what are we going to do about him? Hey, they're going to have a new stadium. Yay! It's the Woody and Jim Show. Time now for the Nashville radio tradition since early in the 1900s. It's Gender Wars. For the ladies in the audience, we have Charnel in Mount Juliet. For the guys, we have Bobby in East Nashville. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good luck to both of you.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Here's a question. We'll start with you, Bobby. What subject do you wish you'd paid more attention to when you were in high school?
Biology.
Any reason?
No, just the only one I can think of at the moment.
Right. I don't want to know how that thing works.
Yeah. Charnel, how about you?
Typing.
Would,
wow.
help, would have helped you now on a keyboard?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
gotcha.
True.
Yeah. All right, you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin with a multiple choice question.
All right, Charnel, is Blue Rhino a brand of propane, energy drink, or bourbon?
Propane.
Woo! All right, Bobby, is Halo Top a brand of scented candles, ice cream, or olive oil?
I'm going to go with ice cream.
Yes,
ice cream
you're
ours.
Right.
Good job.
Okay, it's all tied up.
Okay, Charnel, name one of the actors who've played James Bond in the movies.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, well, what? That one, the original, the OG. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Bobby, what actress was the star of the Princess Diaries movies?
Screw.
Okay. It's coming back to you, Charnel.
It's Anne Hathaway.
It
Anne
is.
Anne Hathaway.
Yes. And now with a score of 3-1, there's no way Bobby can come back. Charnel, you're the winner.
We're all done. Congratulations, Charnel.
Perhaps instead of biology, you should go back and watch the Anne Hathaway Princess yeah. Diary
That's
movie.
That's right. You deserve an Anne Hathaway film festival at your house.
Sorry, Bobby. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Connecticut has become the latest state to make it illegal for you to marry your cousin. Luckily, we don't have that rule around here.
That's crazy to me that there's still states that don't have that.
Yeah.
As
I know.
Illegal.
If you look at they actually posted a map where all the red states were the, like the ones that ban mm-hmm. marrying a cousin. The entire South is all
of
green.
Of course.
Nothing but green flags down here.
Yeah, that's a green flag.
Well, Karen Reed is going on trial again today.
Really?
In the death of her boyfriend. She is now in a civil trial after she was found not guilty in June for the second-degree murder of her boyfriend. His family is now suing her, so she's got to go to court today. She can't go to jail, but she can, I guess, lose a money judgment to his family.
Right, kind of like the OJ stuff.
Yeah,
the they finally
her.
Get him that way. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Food and Wine did a list naming the top must-visit sandwich shops across America, and there was one in East Nashville that was named.
Yeah?
It's called Bill's Sandwich Palace, and I guess they have like a rotating menu every 2 weeks. They include a lot of chips in their sandwiches, so sounds good.
Chips in the sandwich?
In the sandwich.
Oh, might be good.
Yeah.
Saves you time.
Yeah.
all in one handful.
There you go. Add some extra sodium in there and some crunch.
It makes it easier just to shove it all in your mouth at once.
Pour a soda on top of it, too.
That's how we do. We're America. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show in our Eurostone studios. How about some good jokes? Sorry. Best we can do is a Woody and Jim joke off. Bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses. All right. What do you call a priest who becomes an attorney, Jim?
I don't know.
Father-in-law.
Question. How many wives can a man have?
Don't know.
16. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
Kind of like that. Crossing things off my to-do list, Jim. I didn't do any of them. I just wanted them off the list.
Did you ever wake up, kiss the person sitting beside you, and just be happy you're alive? I did. Apparently, I'm not allowed on that airline anymore.
Jim, I was winning an argument with my girlfriend when she took her top off. It was a booby trap.
I've done that before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
To get out of a fight?
Yeah.
It works, doesn't it?
It did. Yeah.
So Landon, he starts fights.
Yeah. One time, Woody, I was buying a banana, an apple, and a couple eggs. And the cashier said, "You must be single." And I said, "How did you know that?" She said, "Because you're ugly."
Ow. Don't go back to that store. That's mean.
Yeah.
Jim, I took some antacid to the pharmacist and said, "Is this okay to take with diarrhea?" And he goes, "Yeah, but it tastes better with water."
Remember when you could refer to your knees as left and right instead of good one, bad one?
That is painfully true.
Good times.
Jim, joining the hemorrhoid support group was a real pain in the butt.
There's a great new machine at the Y that I go to. It's awesome. It has Snickers, Reese's Cups, Sun Chips.
My favorite machine to work out with. Jim, experts say that it's wrong to fill farm animals with helium, but I say, hey, whatever floats your goat.
That wasn't terrible.
Oh, that was so terrible.
But I kind of like it.
I just picture like a floating goat.
See,
up
that's
in
it.
There.
It's the mental picture that made it fun.
And then it screams. Then it's a screaming goat.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, yeah.
I miss the screaming goat. First day of fall today, so it's on the verge of spooky Halloween season.
Woo!
I went to the sneak preview for friends and family of the Slaughterhouse Haunted House in Hermitage on Friday night. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet it
was scary.
Yeah.
They do a good job every year.
Haunted houses around here are phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, so it'll be opening to the public in the next week or so. So check it out. Very cool.
Gina, you tried to get in, but you couldn't.
Yeah, if you're pregnant, you can't
go. See, I didn't even think about that.
Me either.
You know?
Yeah.
But Ben, the owner there, said like, "Oh, you're pregnant. You can't go in." And we all went, "Oh."
I was like, "I don't want to risk anything like for you guys or for me." Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I'm glad, you know, he said it before we got in. And I had gotten scared, so, you know, it was fine. Everything was fine. I did get scared by one of the guys who was, like, scaring people in the welcome area.
Yeah, they had, like, a little waiting area where they had, like, ghoulish people walking around.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of spookiness.
Yeah, a little bit scared.
Yeah, I got a taste of it. Yeah.
What else in your weekend?
Yeah, so my friends were in town. We had a baby shower Saturday.
Ah.
It was so hot. But it was good. And then... my football team played my husband's football team, and I was like, let's make a bet. Whoever wins is the team that our daughter will root for.
Ooh, oh. High stakes.
And he didn't want to make that bet because he knew what was going to happen. And sure enough.
He's New Orleans, right?
Yeah, he's a Saints fan. I'm a Seahawks fan, and the Seahawks just destroyed the Saints. Like, I was surprised how well they did.
Oh, your daughter's going to follow in your path anyway.
Of course. Like, he had no shot. He gets the college team. I get the NFL.
So. All right. There you go.
What about you guys?
Went to church yesterday and also went to the Nashville Film Festival and saw a documentary about John Candy, the comedic actor. And that was great. Loved it.
He's a legend. He was a really sweet guy.
Yeah. He was just so, so nice. I mean, it's like one of those, you know, there was nothing bad anybody could say about him. In fact, they talked to Bill Murray, and he's just like, I'm trying to think of something bad to say. but it was a beautiful movie, and it was, really a gut punch because he was just so great, and we lost him so early in his life.
Yeah, we did.
But that's going to be on Amazon Prime in a couple of weeks. So
oh, cool.
You're going to be able
to check it out.
See that.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Bureau of Transportation Statistics has come out with a list of the best and worst roads in America.
Ooh.
The worst roads are in Rhode Island.
Oh.
Okay.
The best are in Indiana, which is, you know, that's all they got of roads and fields of corn.
Yeah.
Where does Tennessee rank? Oddly, the sixth best.
There's no way.
I mean, I don't know. The other states must be just thriving on cheese graters or something. But
ours don't seem that good.
No.
But apparently everybody else is worse.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Wow. A tiger handler and former associate of Tiger King Joe Exotic was mauled to death by a tiger in his care at a roadside tiger attraction in Oklahoma. I guess where some of the tigers went after they shut down Joe Exotic's place.
They started up a new place, yeah.
I think it was during a time when people were there watching.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
So, I guess they say, you know, that this was one of the places where tigers are still being used to perform tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, yeah, that's what happens.
That's what happens. They're wild animals.
Yeah.
They're an apex predator.
Oh,
no kidding.
So sad. Well, job experts have created a list of what jobs are most likely to be replaced by AI and which ones aren't. So the safe jobs are healthcare, you know, like doctors and nurses, which makes sense. I don't really want a robot doing surgery on me, I'm not going to lie. The trade workers, like plumbers and firefighters, cops, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Lawyers, which, again, makes sense, too. Can't really have a computer defend you.
I think I'd prefer that.
Maybe. and then, unless he starts hallucinating.
Right.
The not-so-safe jobs are customer service reps, which we've kind of seen. Accounting roles, which kind of surprised me. And telemarketers. So,
oh, yeah.
I was talking to an accountant the other day. He said where he used to work, they've all been replaced by AI.
There's a gas station in Lebanon where the fuel supplier delivered diesel instead of gas into some of the pumps.
Oh, so put diesel in the regular gas.
Yeah,
pump,
so
people were putting the wrong kind of gas into their car.
Oh,
not
no.
knowing. Yeah,
not knowing,
how would they know? Yeah,
right.
So some people like. They've had significant damage. One girl, she left the lot and her car started smoking immediately.
Oh, destroy an engine.
It's awful. Yeah. Another person, like their car broke down. So everything is fine now. The gas station is like they pumped it all out and everything.
Yeah.
Everything's fine now. But yeah, it costs a lot of people a lot of money.
They're going to have to replace a lot of engines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thousands
big mistake.
And thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Or the equivalent of a couple of tanks of gas.
Yeah.
True, true.
A mechanic who worked on one of the cars was like, I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. Mm. And then he did a pump sample and figured out that there was water in it, had a weird smell to it, was discolored, like all the things. And
so where was this gas station?
It was a gas station in Lebanon. It was at a quick stop in Lebanon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did they also have like regular gas in the diesel pump?
They don't say that.
Because that
don't know.
Would also ruin the diesel engine.
For sure. Thankfully, it's all settled. Well, the money part probably isn't settled, but all of the gas is where it should be.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I have a couple of things I want to do. I may go to the movies, but there's a problem. There's absolute garbage at the movie theater.
Yeah.
So
pretty much this is the time of the year that they're not really trying.
Yeah, maybe I'll just go there and like, you know, do my taxes or something for next year's.
Get some expensive concessions and go sit down.
Exactly. Because I just like the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I went to have Mexican food yesterday after church, and she ordered the big, chunky guacamole.
Oh, okay.
Which she loves, and I love too. But we had so much, she took it to go. And she was going to have it for lunch today at school, but she forgot it.
Oh.
So if I can get out of here in time for her lunch, I can take it to her.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to try to eat it
Me
before
too.
She got home.
Me too.
It's fine.
That might be a better idea. I think the dogs ate it while we were gone. They love guacamole. You know dogs.
I had a really packed weekend, so I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Good for you.
And then go to the gym. I'm bound and determined to go to the gym today.
Okay.
You can do it.
I can do it.
Tomorrow morning we'll be back as we understand that the rapture will happen tomorrow.
TikTok told us.
It's on TikTok.
It's happening.
You have to believe it. And we'll tell you how to prepare.